This week on the Veteran Podcast, an Army officer sues police for pepper spraying him and drawing guns during traffic stop, student loan debt is being wiped out, and stimulus payments are coming. All this and more coming up.
You are listening to the Veteran Podcast, the podcast digging into important veteran-related topics, news, and resources. Here's your host, U.S. Army veteran Joe Stone.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Veteran Podcast, the show that gives you a rundown of military and veteran news for the last week in under 10 minutes. And it's been a week or two. I didn't drop an episode last week because of spring break. And wouldn't you know it, this last week was any more forgiving on the professional front. But it is what it is, and the show must go on. Now, before we get into this week's topics, I just wanted to let you all know that I'm always looking for more stories. If you have a news story or tip, a press release, or whatever, please reach out to me at joe@theveteranpodcast.com. That's joe@theveteranpodcast.com. As a reminder, my long-form interview-style content goes out on my other podcast, Joe to Joe. You can find that on any podcast player. All right, let's get into it. For those of you with Social Security disability and have student loan debt, good news. The Biden administration has canceled more than $1 billion in student debt for those who are totally and permanently disabled, affecting more than 40,000 people. It also applies to those who had their loans previously forgiven but were then reinstated. Those eligible have to apply through the Department of Education. You can go to their website. I will provide a link in the show notes. Relief is coming for veterans who have yet to receive the most recent round of stimulus payments. There have been significant delays for about 25 million Americans who do not file taxes because the IRS didn't have the information needed to process their payments. Veterans weren't the only ones delayed. It also affected those receiving Social Security benefits and even Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. Payments to veterans and their beneficiaries should be out this week on April 14th. Use the IRS's Get My Payment tool on their website to find out the status of your pay. All right, are you ready to ride? AMVETS is planning to return to the National Mall in D.C. next month for their annual Rolling to Remember motorcycle ride. Last year's event in the early days of the pandemic only drew a few dozen riders. This year, though, they're expecting upwards of 10,000. For more information on the event and how you can register to ride, go to rollingtoremember.com. That's rollingtoremember.com. And our fourth and final story. The Associated Press recently released police body cam video of a traffic stop that occurred in Windsor, Virginia. In the disturbing video, a uniformed, active duty U.S. Army officer was pulled over for a traffic violation. Guns were immediately drawn by the police. However, the lieutenant remained respectful and professional during the altercation. You can continually hear him ask for clarification as to why he was being pulled over. The incident ended with him being pepper sprayed and detained, but then he was eventually released. He is now suing the police department for violating his constitutional rights. I will provide a link to the video in the show description for those interested in viewing the video in its entirety. Now, for some tips and resources. Did you know that the VA has opened COVID vaccines to all veterans, caregivers, and their spouses? It's true. It doesn't matter if you get your health care from the VA or not. I actually got my first dose yesterday at our local VA clinic, and it was a relatively painless experience. If you're interested in getting the vaccine, contact your local VA hospital or go online to the VA's COVID website for more information. Again, link in the show notes. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Veteran Podcast, the show with veteran news and resources in under 10 minutes. Just a reminder, if you want to know more about the stories covered in this podcast, there are links in the episode description. If you want to hear more in-depth stories from other veterans, check out my other podcast, Joe to Joe, for one-on-one interviews. with other vets. You can find more information about that at theveteranpodcast.com. As a reminder, if you are listening, this is also a video podcast as well. You can find it on YouTube. And if you're watching this on YouTube, know that you can also find it on your favorite podcast player. All right, that's all I got for you. We'll see you next week.